USAradio.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the wealth advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
That's right. Thanks for joining us. Man, oh man, it is time to get things rolling. It's going to be another busy hour or two. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here again with me from Lucia Capital Group, our certified financial planner, ready to take your questions, to go over your options, and try to help you meet all of your retirement goals. That's our plan. Now, we're going to start things off with a couple of emails, actually, today. We're going to be taking some we haven't had a chance to get to. They've been sitting there for a little while, so I want to get those out of the way first, get those questions answered, make sure that you have all your answers to those questions. So we'll do that. And then we're going to have Steve Allendorf. I'll tell you what he's talking about in just a bit. But at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a little discussion on selling your home, an important topic to talk about. We're going to talk specifically about selling your primary residence, but we also may get into selling a non-primary residence, investment property, and things like that. Some different laws, some different rules apply, but you may not be aware that you could be in for some potential tax-free profits on the sale of your home. So we'll tell you all about it coming up here with Professor Plum in just a bit. Now, I mentioned Steve Allendorf. He'll be in here in about 15 minutes, our loan financial planner. Steve's going to be in here to talk about the latest loan rates, and he's got a cautionary tale about wire fraud. Wire fraud in the escrow process. Look out for that. We'll also get into low down payment, conventional loans, and if we have time, the housing market in general. So a bunch of stuff to talk about coming up with both Steve Allendorf and with our brain trust, Professor Plum. You can give us a call with your money questions. If you want to do so now. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, or just head over to wealthed.com. That's our website. You can send us an email there at the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Professor Rick Plum joins me once again right now from Lucia Capital Group. I'll tell you this, you need a strategy. You need one that addresses each of your needs, your individual goals, one that aims to make sure your retirement goals are covered the first time. You can call our advisory team at Lucia Capital Group at this number, 800-644-1150. It's a bucket strategy. You need one of those, the Brain Trust Advisors will put one together for you. You can talk to any of them about your financial future and maybe give yourself a little bit of peace of mind. 800-644-1150, off the air. On the air, our number in studio, 877-PLANNER. PLANNER. So as I said, we're going to get to this selling your home topic at the bottom of the hour, but I've got a couple of emails that we need to get to here. Excuse me, Professor Plum. So if you want to email us once again at wealthed.com, John in Casa Grande, Arizona. I was 66 in April, wife 66 in October of 2016. At age 62, she started drawing $500 from Social Security. I plan to work until at least age 68. Do I file and suspend? That's a question. Does my wife have to be 66 to draw half of my Social Security? Otherwise, she draws a reduced benefit. Or do you have a better plan?
Well, a couple things come into play here. Do you file and suspend? Well, hopefully, you were the right age. You were 66 in April of this year. But if you did not suspend in April, filing and suspending now is not going to do much for you. It doesn't allow your spouse to take a benefit from your work record. So if you did file in April and you did suspend in April, the key wasn't the filing part, it was the suspending part. You had to have suspended it, which obviously meant you filed, in April or before, and then your spouse could be taking a benefit from you. But if you're looking now to suspend, it's not going to do any good. So rather than file and suspend, you probably should be doing a restricted application from her. You'll pick up about, $400, $300 a month from her benefit. But if you file and suspended, that means you're not receiving a benefit, and she doesn't get any enhanced benefit, because since you're suspending after April, there's nobody that can take a benefit from your work record, no current family member in the current household that can take a benefit from your work record if you've suspended your benefit. So when you suspend yours, you suspend anybody else's that's pulling from your work record. So right now, your only option is to take a spousal benefit from her work record. And that's a couple $100. You know, if her benefit's $500, her full retirement age benefit would have been maybe $700-ish.
So $350, something like that. It's some money that you can have. I mean, it's not a ton of money, but it's at least something that you can do. Now, I guess, I mean, because apparently the goal with John is to wait until age 70 to take it. So he's working until at least age 68. So I would say at least age 68, possibly 70.
Well, it depends. I mean, one of the things he hasn't really talked about, I don't think, is was there any longevity between the two of you? Because the reality is, if there's no longevity between the two of you, if neither one of you expects to live past the normal life expectancy, there's no reason to really wait to take your benefit. Just apply for your benefit. But if you think either you or she will live past what you would have been age 83, 84, then sure, waiting till age 70 of your benefit, getting the $300 a month, $333 a month now, makes some sense.
877-PLANNER, if you got some questions for us, 877-PLANNER, and emails at wealthed.com. This from Vincent in Alexandria, Virginia. I had a question regarding your excellent discussion of setting up a corporation. We talked about that last week. If I have a sole proprietorship and am considering setting up a corporation, is there a certain amount of business income I should realize before setting up a corporation even makes sense? Does income enter into the decision? That's from Vincent.
Income does enter the decision, but so does liability. And if you have liability stemming from some source other than you, other than your personal work, then a corporation may make sense even without a great deal of income. And so there's two reasons, as I mentioned. Income, now when your income gets higher, there are ways to help reduce one of the bigger taxes that a self-employed individual faces, which is the self-employment tax, the FICA that you pay as both employee and employer. And there are ways to potentially reduce that side of it depending on how much money you make. So there are reasons to look at it. Liability would be one. But again, you cannot protect yourself from you. So if you're the one doing the work, if everything stems off of what you are doing, you can't protect yourself from you. But if you have any employees, you said you were self-employed, but that doesn't necessarily mean you don't have employees. If you have employees, I would be looking to have some form of business entity to protect me from them. They have the best intentions. They're great workers, but every once in a while somebody might mess up. I mean, you could send them out to the store to go get something, some supplies or something. And if they get in an accident, they could potentially sue not only your business, but if you're a sole proprietor, you are your business. They could sue you for all your personal assets as well. If you're some form of limited liability company, LLC, or some form of a corporation, they can still sue the company because the individual is working on behalf of the company at the time of the accident, but they can't go after your personal assets because you weren't involved in it. And so there are liability reasons, but income will play a different role. So there's times when income is the reason you do it, and there's times when, even without much income, liability is the reason to do it.
Yeah, I've heard, too, folks, and I guess on the radio, commercials, and you hear it a lot in Nevada, you know, incorporate your, you can completely save your, the message is you can completely save your business from any kind of liability. If you're not incorporated, you're completely open up to...
The ones I've been hearing lately are, they can't sue you, they can sue your business, but they can't sue you if you incorporate. So the terminology has gotten better. The business assets are on the line. That's what insurance is for. That's why you want insurance. Because if somebody does something, whether it's you or somebody else that does something wrong at the business and the liability stems from something that happened at the business, whoever is the person that got hurt will be suing the business. And everything that the business owns is on the table. Good insurance will help that tremendously. But if you are not involved in the negligent act, a corporation or an LLC can help shield you from that lawsuit. Now, if you're the one that did the work, no matter what the entity you have, you're going to get sued personally.
Yeah, there's the problem right there.
If I'm the one that created the negligent act, I'm the one that was driving down the street to go get supplies, I'm the one that issued the faulty engineering report, I'm the one that, you know, I'm the one that did the work, whatever the case. If I'm the surgeon and I'm the one that botched the surgery, it doesn't matter whether I'm in an LLC, an S-Corp, C-Corp, a big group, a medical, whatever, they're going to sue me personally and the business. With a sole proprietor, you don't have a corporation around you. You don't have a business entity around you. You are the business. And so you are on the hook for anything that happens. And your personal assets, too, are there to help support that business or, you know, anybody that comes after it.
Is there any reason somebody who's a sole proprietor should maybe not incorporate it? I mean, there are costs involved, obviously, for incorporation.
It goes back to, is there a liability protection issue?
Let's say no. I suppose any business could have some kind of liability if you really think about it.
Yeah, but if that's the case, then there are some especially people that do side work. Maybe they have a daytime job and they're starting up a business on the side, or they have a business on the side. They don't ever expect it to be really big, or maybe they do expect it to be big in the future. But at the moment, you're making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. But your day job, you're making $120,000+. In that respect, the individual probably would not want to be a full corporation, whether it be a C or an S, but they may want to be an LLC, a single member LLC, to get the liability protection. But they don't want to incorporate, because if they do, then the business, the only way to get money out of the business is either a dividend, which is not, it's going to be taxable, but or salary to yourself. And if you pay salary, the corporation has to pay its FICA. You don't necessarily, as an employee, don't have to pay the FICA, because once you get to 118.5, you don't have to pay FICA. But the business still has to pay it, so you end up wasting money at the business level if you're a corporation. An LLC will get you around that, where they don't have to, you file as a sole proprietor at that respect.
Yeah,
but so you get the liability protection.
That's true. So cost, but liability protection at the same time. Okay, Professor Plum, we'll excuse him for this segment. Bring him back after the bottom of the hour. We've also got, we're going to be bringing in Steve Allendorn, our loan financial planner. Got a lot of things to say about markets and market trends and interest rates, wire fraud. It's all coming up here. 877-PLANNER, if you've got money questions. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, The Brain Trust, coming back on Bucket Strategy.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket. Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
This is like a high school dance or something, you know?
Where's my beer?
Steve Allendorf joins me from Skyline Home Loan Mortgage Financials.
Somewhere close to that.
This Skyline. That's
there you go.
All it is. There it is. If you want to talk to Steve Allendorf, you can talk to him off the air at 888-563-1070 because we don't have time to take calls here. 888-563-1070 or just as easily at the Loan, L-O-A-N, Financial Planner. com. All right, very quickly, let's get the rates out of the way, Steve.
Broken record. They're
once
about
again.
The same. So it's been really nice. I mean, this has been a long run where rates have been really, really stable.
Yeah.
Normally, we'll see little tick ups and then tick downs, but they've been hovering in this range for about 6, 7, 8 months. So with excellent credit, a good amount down, even on a refinance, mm-hmm. we're looking, you know, mid threes on the 30-year, 3.6, and we're talking about either with 0 points or minimal points. The 7-year loan, which we've talked about, at 3%, as low as 3%. 15-year loan, you can get in the twos, high twos.
Yeah.
Jumbo loans, 3.5, 3.6 on a 30.
Still the same as the conforming.
2.8, 3%
wow.
on a 7, and government loans. Between right. 3.25 and 3.5, but as we've talked, it's not always the lowest rate. Talking to you before the show,
yes,
doing a comparison with a borrower on a purchase, putting a little bit more than 20% down, they want to know, can I get 3.5%? They can, but 3.5% is going to cost them $4,300 in points.
Mm.
So when we start going through the scales between 3.5 and 3.8, at 3.5 they were paying $4,300 in points. At 3.6, they were paying about $1,500 in points. At 3.7, they were paying no points and getting $900 to help pay for their closing costs.
Oh.
And at 3.8, they were getting almost $3,000. So when I did the comparison, the sweet spot was between 3.6 and 3.7 because we want to compare what does it cost us to get that extra lower rate. How much are we going to save in interest? Divide those two together, and that gives mm-hmm. us our payback. And in the scenarios down at 3.5, they had a payback of between 60 and 70 months.
5 to 6
on
years.
On all of those other loan options.
Yeah.
You know, if you really need the lower rate, the lower payment, because it's not, honestly, it wasn't that much of a difference in the payment either, then you go for the lower rate. But if you're looking for best cost and return, the possibility that if you spend a little bit less, if rates come down, you're in better position to refinance. It's not always best to choose the lowest rate.
No, and how long you're going to be in the home, too, plays a role there. You said the break-even for this particular one was
5 to 6.
That's
not always how long you're in the home.
Or how long you're going to keep the mortgage.
How long, and you don't know.
You don't. I keep suspecting that interest rates will be higher 5 to 6 years from now. So my guess would be that somebody like that would probably keep the mortgage unless they're going to move.
Yeah, but and so 3.5, 3.6, 3.7, depending upon the cash you have to close.
Yeah.
There's so many factors involved as far as how we design this. That's why it's important to deal with a loan professional.
Yeah, somebody's going to look and say, okay, yeah, I can get you 3.5, but they didn't tell you about this $4,700
worth of
closing
costs. Correct.
Here's
how it'll affect your closing costs. Here's how much cash you'll
right.
have left over. What do you want to do to the house after you're done? would you like to have this extra cash freed up so you can put in shutters, you can put in landscaping, you can put in the new range and stove? We got to look at everything so that you've got the whole picture.
Getting into the nitty gritty here. That's good. You got to do that, though. Okay, now, let's shift gears a little bit. You got a little wire fraud, not an alert, but what is it?
Well, a story. I had mentioned it, and it's something that's been in the news, that be careful of wire fraud, especially in mortgage transactions. So this is what happened to a buddy of mine in the business. Okay, he was doing a purchase. Right near the end of closing, his client got an email from the realtor, not from the escrow company, from the realtor, telling them where to send the wire, the routing number, the whole 10 yards. And what the borrower did was, okay, fine, set the wire up, and the money went to Russia. And
I'm not laughing,
there was
but, I mean,
$47,000 of the down payment and closing costs that ended up disappearing, and they lost the money. So, moral of the story and the red flags to be aware of. Whether you're doing a purchase or a refinance, if you're doing a refinance and you're bringing cash in, of course, with a purchase, you're always bringing cash in. Escrow will generally, and by the way, it wasn't the realtor's fault. Somebody hijacked the realtor's email account.
Right, so obviously the realtor had nothing to do with that.
No, correct. So escrow will have escrow instructions that will give their wire information. Normally on a purchase, you're going to wire in your earnest money deposit, so you want to be aware that, hey, this is where I wired it before.
Yeah.
The loan documents will have instructions, and the notary, if they're good, will tell you, here are the wire instructions, here's where you should wire the money. But you should always follow it up with a phone call to escrow to verify that you're wiring the funds to this bank, to this routing number, to avoid giving your money to somebody else.
Yeah, see, I'm usually at the escrow office, or I'm with somebody when I'm doing that, you know, that kind of thing.
You haven't bought a house in a long time.
It's been, well, 1998.
Okay, it's been a long time.
So the things have changed since then.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain states where you sit down at the table and you do all the sign-up. In California, usually what happens is escrow prepares the loan documents because we want to help the client out as far as ease. We have generally a mobile notary that will go to the client's home, do the sign-up, go through the instructions, and then give them the instructions as far as where they need to wire the money. So it's not like it used to be where people would go down into escrow and go to the escrow office and sign the loan documents and get all of that stuff.
Oh.
Occasionally, but in most cases right now, everything is done outside of the escrow office, especially in California.
So what should this person have really been looking out for? This one.
Number one, at an email from the realtor as far as where to wire the funds,
or calling the realtor and saying, "Hey,
we're verifying." Escrow is going to give you the instructions as far as where the funds need to go.
Now, how did this fake email person know that this person was purchasing a home? I mean, did they get lucky and send a thousand million emails out to people and just find somebody?
If I were to answer that, then no. I have absolutely no idea. I mean, people who are really smart as far as being able to find things out online, able to find out potentially property was in escrow, they dial in, and you can look in the MLS and find the real estate agent contacts. Somehow they were able to manage to get into that real estate agent's account. Maybe what they did is they looked for an account to get into, a real estate agent's account.
And they looked to
and
see.
And then looked and see what kind of transactions were going on and be able to see what was going on with their emails. Who the heck knows how, why, and how they did it? They just got away with $47,000.
Well, and when you're wiring money, I mean, it's not like you can say, "Oh, send it back."
Oh, give it back.
We didn't mean to do that. Once the money's passed, it's passed.
Yeah, I mean, if the money had sat in the account that where they wired it to, they may have been able to pull it out. But if somebody's trying to pull that kind of scam,
they're going to get
once the money hits, boom, that money's going to be taken out and moved somewhere else, where nobody can touch it.
Check the routing numbers, make sure it's the
Absolutely,
actual bank, because
please.
That will tell you. If you want to talk to Steve Allendorf about rates and buying and purchasing, refis and all that, give him a call. He's a loan financial planner, which I would suggest you, highly suggest you check out. 888-563-1070, 888-563-1070, or loanfinancialplanner.com.
And don't wire me any money.
Don't wire any money. Talk to him in person, all right? Steve, thanks very much. We'll talk
all
to
right.
you next week.
Appreciate it.
Professor Rick Plum rejoins me when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief.
Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
All right, everybody. Hang on. Is he going to come in here and do this here? Let's see.
Hi, everybody.
There it is. Hi, everybody.
I'm Archie Bell with the Drills.
How can he? I never understood this. How can he be both Archie Bell and the Drill? Isn't he just Archie Bell?
And then he's with the Drill.
Right, exactly.
Or they are Archie Bell and the Drells.
Well, no, they can't be because they have to be Drells. You have to have a Drell separation.
What's a Drell?
Do I have to really explain what a Drell is?
I'd rather not. I'd rather actually not.
No, you have the separation of Drell and Bell. So you have
separation
Bell
of powers
on one side and you have Drell on the other. You can't have both. Archie, re-record it, will you? Nah, it's not worth it. Not worth it. All right, 877 Planner, PLANNER. I have no idea where that came from. Sometimes I just say things. I don't know. All right, 877 Planner, our number, PLANNER. Let's get back to the phone lines. Going next to Tom in Sacramento, California. Hello, Tom.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
So, how can we help you?
Well, I'm a teacher. I'm just about 61. I'm going to retire next June. And so because of the California State Teachers Retirement System that's not part of Social Security, I also worked quite a few years, worked about 10 years at a private school paying into Social Security. And I know there's this thing called the windfall elimination that reduces your benefit, but I can't get a straight answer as to, I hear that I may get nothing. I hear that I read that there's a maximum deduction. So I'm trying to figure out if I'll get Social Security and how much.
Okay, so do you know what they're actually projecting as your benefit at full retirement age?
Gosh, I forget full retirement because I'm thinking about taking it at 62. It says it would get like about $800-$900 a month.
At 62?
Yes.
Well, then you probably have more than 10 years, or those 10 years were very good years of earnings when you were working for someplace else. An $800 benefit, it'll probably have about a $300 discount. I say probably because there's a lot of math involved. Maybe you're a math teacher and you can help me out. Your 62 benefit, what they do is they go through and they recalculate your full retirement age benefit. And they, instead of using the normal formula, they use a revised formula for determining what your full retirement age benefit is. But once they've basically figured out what your full retirement age benefit, now they just, if you take it at 62, you get reduced the same way you would have at any other time. You know, you're 61 right now?
I'm almost 61, yes.
So you were born in 55 then?
Yes.
So your full retirement age is 66 and 2 months. So your discount will be about $300 a month. So you would expect to get just shy of $500 a month at 62. The first thing we'd have to do is either find out what your full retirement age benefit is and then readjust that for the new formula. Or if you give me the 62, we adjust up to find out what your full retirement age is, reduce it by the new formula, and then reduce it back to age 62. It's just math, but it's about $300.
Right, but now there's that windfall elimination where at whatever age you take your retirement, they take a chunk of it.
Right, and so let's say that you do not start taking your STRS, your State Teacher Retirement System pension, until 65. I don't know why you would wait, but let's say you didn't. Because you're not receiving it, if you started receiving your Social Security at 62, you'd get the full $800 a month. And then when you started receiving your pension, they're going to recalculate it and give you the lesser amount.
Right.
But if
I couldn't do that. I couldn't afford that.
Yeah.
Because the vast majority of my retirement, I've got 25 years of teaching in the system. So, you know.
So when you retire.
I can pass up $4,000 to collect
Yeah, so when you retire, you're going to start receiving your pension. And then when you apply for Social Security, they're going to ask you, are you receiving a pension not covered by work from Social Security? And you're going to say yes. They're going to calculate your benefit on a different way, and they're going to start sending you roughly $500 a month.
Good, good. So when I read that thing that says there's a maximum reduction, I think it's like this past year is $435. I could take that amount they told me I'm going to get at 62 and deduct it by that maximum deduction and know I'm pretty safe, because I've been told I could possibly get nothing.
Well, no, the nothing is on the other side, and we'll get to that in a second. But if you reduce your benefit by $432 a month at age 62, that is overestimating what they're going to take away. Because that's too big of a deduction, because the $430-some reduction is off of the full retirement age benefit. And the full retirement age benefit is about a third higher than what you're going to receive at 62. And so let's say that you were going to get $800. Well, you would have got a $1,200 at full retirement age. They reduce that $1,200 by $400-some and then back that down by the 25-26% deduction. So the math works out that you're not getting the full impact of the 66 reduction. It's going to be about $320, $310.
Right. You know, now that I think about it, I believe the full retirement, like you said, 66, is like, I think that's $800 or $900, and I think it said at 62, I'd get about $700-something, now that I recall. Sorry, my memory was a little off. So I can figure that $700-something is going to be reduced, but I will get something.
Right, so you look at the 900, you reduce it by $430-odd, so 900, if it was 900, you take 432 off the top, and then you reduce that by, so that would expect you would only get about 350 at that point, because we're obviously starting with a much lower number. Now, are you married, or were you ever married?
No, yes, I'm married.
See, where the zero comes in, the ability to completely wipe out a benefit from Social Security, is not the work that you have done on your own work record. It's your ability to take a benefit from your spouse's work record. The fact that you're married means that you should, or if you hadn't had this pension, you may have been eligible for a spousal retirement benefit equal to as much as half of your spouse's full retirement age benefit. But because you have this pension, they're going to apply a different offset to the spousal or ultimately a survivor benefit, and that will be completely wiped out. So where they're saying that it's going to completely wipe it out is the spousal or widow's benefit that you would otherwise get. The windfall elimination provision will never wipe out 100% of your own benefit. The government pension offset could eliminate the entire spousal or widow's benefit that you're eligible for. Two different things,
right.
Two different benefits.
Yes. My wife is also in the teacher system, and almost her entire career has been in the teaching system. So
okay.
Her Social Security would be pretty minimal, if at all.
Yeah, so you're not going to get a whole lot of Social Security either way.
Benefit. No, that survivor benefit is not a factor.
On either
really,
side.
On that side, yeah.
The goal is to get enough Social Security to cover your Medicare.
Yes. Yes.
Does that help you out?
Yeah, that helps. That's a tremendous help. Even the people at Social Security couldn't give me nearly as clear an answer. They were stumped. They said, well, I really don't know if you're going to get anything or not.
Well,
that's scary.
It does scare. It's scary, but it doesn't really surprise me. And I'm not slamming the folks, Tom, at the Social Security. There are a lot of rules. They can't know them all. But of course, the brain
right.
trust does. So we're here to help you out. How's that?
But thanks. They were super nice, just like you. But they didn't have much information.
Yeah. That doesn't really surprise me. But if they can answer the basic questions, but I think once you get into this stuff, especially in your individual situation, Tom. That requires a little bit more background in it. So that's what we've got for you.
Well, good.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Tom. Thank you for calling.
Good luck with retirement.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, some nice direct incomes to deal with, and then hopefully they've done some 403B and other savings accounts to help supplement their pensions.
Yeah, and the pensions are there. If some 403Bs are there, I mean, it's going to cost them a little bit of the Social Security. Not everything, but as you said, for him, it's what, about $300 or so?
Yeah, it's about $300. It's not the full maximum because it's weird. This is one of the areas where the windfall elimination, one of the reasons they want to get rid of it, the windfall elimination has a smaller impact at 62 and a much larger impact
at 70. Yes.
And so it's a matter of...
It doesn't seem fair, does it, Professor Plum?
You
Does it not seem fair?
Fair.
Did you not tell me something earlier about the Social Security Trust Fund? Were we not talking about that at some point? I thought we were.
Define fair.
Well, that and that's the whole reason for all of this. I have seen proposals where they would get rid of it, although the problem is if they do get rid of it, they're probably going to make cuts somewhere else that's going to make it even worse.
Well, they have to be revenue neutral in their minds.
Yeah. The windfall elimination provision could take some of your own Social Security away. The government pension offset, as you said, can take all of your ability to take a benefit off of somebody else's work record.
Right. The windfall elimination provision affects your Social Security benefit, a benefit that you earned on your own work record. The windfall elimination provision will not eliminate the entire benefit that you have earned. Now, on the other side, if you're eligible for a benefit from somebody else's work record, and you have a pension from work not covered by Social Security, the government pension offset could offset it 100%. The elimination can't eliminate it, but the offset can.
The elimination can offset it somewhat.
But the offset can eliminate it completely. This government at its best.
This is how it is. Somebody sat there in Congress and thought of this and said, how can we get you guys? All right, we got more to talk about, more to come. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum, you want to send us your emails? We're trying to get to some of those. Some more folks on hold. 877-PLANNER, our number. If you want to send us the emails, you go to our website, which you should do anyway, wealthed.com, wealthed.com at the Find Your Answer link. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. More coming up.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370,
Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Market strategy investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. 877 Planner, PLANNER. I want to remind you, too, I haven't done this yet today, that besides this program on wealthed.com, you can also find every Tuesday afternoon the Social Security Show. It's at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's only available at wealthed.com. So if you've got questions on Social Security, and just about everybody does, you can tune in at Wealth, only at wealthed.com. Get the answers to your questions. Send us an email there at WealthEd. We'll answer them on the program. And there's also a hotline you can call, which I'll give you now, but if you miss it, it's at WealthEd. 800-838-0483. Little answering machine. You can send us the question. Call the question in, and we'll answer it on the program. So tune in Tuesday afternoons, wealthed.com, Social Security Show. All right, let's get to the calls. Tom, up next, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Hello, Tom.
Yes, as I've been listening to your program, I was discussing a potential option that I might consider if the law exists when I sell my house, is to sell the house and rent it back from the buyer while, say, I'm building a new house.
That's fine.
Okay, because, I mean, the house was built, or we moved in 2005, we've been there ever since.
Right, so you've been a primary resident since 2005. You're looking to sell it and then buy another house, but in the meantime, you're going to have a place to live, right?
Correct. So we'd rent the house, our own house that we sold to a new buyer.
You would rent somebody
a new house.
But the key is you're going to be renting somebody else's house. You're not renting the house from yourself. You're renting it from
I understand. House, but just a different owner.
Yeah, it's a complete change of title. The thing is, they're not required to rent it to you. I mean, you can put it in, but...
No. I would work that out ahead of time.
Yeah, but... it's fine. You actually sold the property. You're not selling it for less than market value or anything like that, or more than market value, so you can live in it for the next several months while the new house... You're just selling it and then renting it back. It's fine.
Yeah, well, what we would probably do is an arrangement where we'd sell the house at fair market value with the understanding that we would rent it until our new house was done.
Right. I mean, as long as everything's, above board, fine. You're not selling it to your wife, who you're going to try to do. But it doesn't matter. Even if you didn't rent it back. Let's say they postponed it and said you were actually living in it at your own house and the transfer didn't happen for 6 months. Doesn't matter. You still sold your house. You've lived in it for 24 months. You've owned it for 24 months. It's still going to be qualify for the gain. It's not an issue.
Yeah. Okay, just that's assuming the law doesn't change in the next couple of years.
I think you're probably okay.
That. I don't see him doing that.
Yeah.
Well, I hope not. But I mean, that just gives us an option.
It sure does. Yeah.
It's a smaller house.
You just happen to be the renters. That's
you just have to move once when you get the new house done. I bought my house in 2005, we sold our old house much quicker than we expected, And we had to find a place to live while the new house was being built. And we had 3 months of living in a very small condo.
Well, we sort of did the opposite. We planned to move to our new house. And we owned two houses for a period of time. It took longer to sell it than we expected.
And I wanted to avoid that.
And it took 2 years to build the house.
Yeah.
So that was a challenge because we only moved like 2 miles away from our old house.
Well, you're okay, Tom, no matter how you look at it.
Okay, just thought I'd get a clarification. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. I'm glad you did. That's why we're here. We'll clarify for you.
Yeah, I wanted to avoid maintaining two mortgages, one on the new house, one on the previous house. So I put it up for sale, you know, 4 months ahead of when we wanted to do it, before the new house was going to be done. It sold like on the second day, third day, for more than we were asking.
Hot real estate
back
market,
in 2005.
Should have been a clue.
And it wasn't a choice. We inherited a nephew and we had to buy a bigger house.
I get it. But you had that condo for 3 months.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We went from a house that was too small to a condo that was smaller.
Well, you know what? If you'd known then what you know now. All right, let's get another call. 877-PLANNER Joe, somewhere in New York. Hello, Joe.
Hi, guys. Love your show. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
Question in reference to the executor's fee on an estate. Where does that percentage get calculated from?
Well, generally on the gross estate.
So it would be non-probatable accounts be included in that?
Very welcome. I mean, if you've got a trust, that trust doesn't go through a probate, but there's still a lot of work for that particular trustee of the estate to deal with. So you're dealing with assets. Okay, obviously, if I've got life insurance, I don't charge a fee if there's a named beneficiary and the beneficiary does all the work to get the money transferred over to them. Same thing with an IRA. If there's a named IRA, you know, maybe I charge a fee to organize the estate and to notify all the different beneficiaries of what they are potentially and what their jobs are at that point. But if 100% of the money is in an IRA and it's going to two people, myself and another person, I'm really not going to charge the estate very much to do anything with that because there's nothing that the executor has to do in that respect. But if there's a lot of assets, I'm dealing with a lot of different, you know, beneficiaries, you know, then now it's a sliding scale on how much I charge. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to go through probate to be part of the estate that the executor is dealing with. I mean, there's some times where dealing, even with a smaller estate, dealing with the beneficiaries is a giant pain, and you deserve a medal, you know, as much as anything else.
A little compensation, you're saying? Yeah.
So does the, because the state that we're looking at, it says up to 5% for the executor's fee, and there are some joint accounts with the deceased that's not part of the probate process. Does that value count as that percentage towards the executor's fee?
If it's joint tenancy with rights of survivorship, I would say probably not, because the executor has nothing to do with that asset. The executor, you know, nothing the executor does is going to change what's happening with that. So the joint tenant with rights of survivorship, the surviving tenant there, has everything to do with that. So the executor doesn't even deal with that.
And what if there's a piece of property that has, it's worth $300,000, but it's got a mortgage that's worth $300,000. So is there a percentage based on the $300,000, even though that $300,000 isn't going to be distributed amongst the beneficiaries?
There's probably a list at the state level. Contact the Bar Association there, contact some attorneys, because that's a tough one, because if all you're doing, if I've got a property that's worth $300,000 and it's underwater or something, it may be that you just contact the debt holder and say, it's yours, and be done with it. And and so there's a lot going on here that you need to have more than what I'm telling you as far as how much you charge.
Joe, if you ask more questions, hang on. We can talk to you just a minute or so. I just have to take a break for the news. We can talk to you during the news if you need some more help with this. So don't go away if you have more questions. If you need the brain trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Plummer, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, 800-644-1150, their off-air number. This is Bucket Strategy Investing. Another hour is just ahead.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.